by chanting the holy name of the Lord, how can one perform this duty by responding to the shelter of the Supreme Lord? Generally, the mind in this material world gets into a plan-making mode of how I can gratify myself along with my assistants who are the senses. Mind always looks for enjoyment and satisfaction without bothering about the result of the Supreme Lord. How can such a mind be tuned to protection? Because the nature of the mind is to always look forward, look around, look behind for some gratification. How can such a mind be specialized? How can such a mind be given the feeling of need for shelter of Krishna when we chant the holy name? So there are many solutions given in scriptures. One of this solution is this one. It is said when we wake up in the morning, very early morning, the first thing we should think when we get up from the bed is to visualize the picture of Gajendra being captured by a crocodile and raising his head up above and loudly calling out Lord Narayana. Narayana Kila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste! Like that he shouted. Oh Lord Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Guru of the whole universe, I am offering my obeisances to you. So he could not be saved by his relatives and friends and demigods and all those different people. So he took shelter. So I have heard this from other paramparas also. Even I heard Prabhupada saying the same thing. That early morning when one gets up from the bed, one should visualize this picture of Gajendra taking shelter of Lord Narayana. And we should know, even Shankaracharya, when he was a 6-year-old boy, when he wanted to take sannyas, he went into the river, on Sambhali river, and he went in the middle of the river and put his leg inside the mouth of a crocodile and told his mother, "Now the crocodile of samsara is not leaving me, and I want to take sannyas." And he said, "If I don't take sannyas, then I will die," he said. His mother said, "You take sannyas or you do whatever you want, but I don't want the crocodile to catch you." The minute the crocodile vanished. So the crocodile of samsara vanishes, then one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. That's actually the meaning. So, in his prayer, Vijayendra said, Yakashchanesho parinontakoradhan prachanda vega avidhavato vrusham bhitam prapannam paripatiyadbhayar mrityu pradhavatyaranam tamimani. He says, Yakashchana. Kashchana means probably everyone in this world does not know about the Supreme Lord, who is Adokshita, invisible to our eyes. Or probably they do not believe in the Supreme Lord, that somebody like that exists. Because all living entities, their heads are lowered down, busy, straight with the three modes, engaged in different kinds of worldly activities. How can they lift up their head and see the indefeatable, indestructible, supreme, unconquerable, invincible Supreme Lord standing there and awarding rewards and punishments to all living entities? All living entities are blinded by their mad desire for sense gratification. They don't even look up and see the Supreme Lord, nor can they conceive of him. That's why he says, Yakashanesho Balino. Balina means, although the living entities do not know that such a God exists, yet the Supreme Lord is powerful and influential. Extremely powerful and influential. How? He says he exists as the black serpent which moves very swiftly. That moves. And chasing after everybody right behind a person. Right from the time the living entity gets a body. From birth to death, you will find everyone's body is changing from childhood to boyhood to youth to old age. And then up to the point of death, the serpent of time chases us. Until it swallows us very swiftly, without leaving anybody's hope to continue living forever. That's a Uraga. He says, Uraga means a snake. ప్రచండ వేగ అభిరాలతో పురుషం ప్రచండ వేగం ఇస్ వెరీ ఫాస్ట్ లైక్ పీపుల్ విత్ క్లీన్ ఫేసెస్ దే గెట్ రింకిల్ ఫేసెస్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ వెరీ యంగ్ అండ్ హ్యావ్ చపల్ చీక్స్ వెరీ క్లీన్ ఫేసెస్ యు ఫైండ్ దే డన్ ఇట్ టు ఓల్డ్ పీపుల్ అండ్ ఓల్డ్ పీపుల్ నాట్ అలౌడ్ టు డూ దట్ సెంట్రల్ వేగా అండ్ వేగా ఆల్సో దే కాంట్ హావ్ దేర్ బాడీ దట్స్ టర్న్ ఇంటు పైల్ ఆఫ్ యాషెస్ సో ఎనీ సాధక షుడ్ సీ దట్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ అ ప్లేస్ విచ్ ఇస్ టెంపరీ అండ్ ఆల్ థింగ్స్ విల్ కమ్ టు పాస్ నథింగ్ క్యాన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ హియర్ పర్మనెంట్లీ దట్ ఈస్ అ కర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అస్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ అ కండెమ్డ్ వరల్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇస్ మెంట్ టు బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై ద పవర్ఫుల్ ఫోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ మృత్యు సర్వ హరశ్చాహం హి సేస్ ఆర్ హి సేస్ కాలస్మ్యహం లోకఛాయ లోకఛాయ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ లోకఛాయ ప్రభుత్వం సో ఎనీబడి హూ ఇస్ విజిలెంట్ ఎనఫ్ ఆర్ కాన్షియస్ ఎనఫ్ టు సీ ద సుప్రీం గాడ్ కృష్ణ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ టైమ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ దే కెన్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ వెరీ ఫార్మ్లీ బికాస్ దర్ ఆర్ టూ షెల్టర్స్ వన్ ఇస్ బీ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ మాయా అండ్ బీ స్లాప్డ్ అండ్ ప్యాటర్డ్ అండ్ పౌండెడ్ అండ్ పంచ్డ్ అండ్ ఫినిష్డ్ బై ద డివోరింగ్ మౌత్ ఆఫ్ కాలసర్వ one can see the beautiful face of Krishna who is playing on his flute standing in Vrindavan at the Shiva feet with Yamuna flowing behind surrounded by all his devotees and the time will come to stop time will not pass anymore for such a devotee it is said when a devotee merges his consciousness in this thought of Krishna he doesn't even know when he dies he doesn't even know when he gets liberated actually the time doesn't flow for him time stops to exist and such experience can be obtained when one chants the holy name and one chants the holy name in the material world with all its dangerous elements like the three modes of material nature or the temporary nature ashashvat nature those things go to the background and Krishna comes to the forefront and that is why Yajendra was singing like this and then he says bhitam prapanna bhitam means one should first of all develop fear for time If somebody says, Guruji, I am not feeling any fear for time, that means it's a sign of ignorance, it's a sign of illusion. One is so illusioned that one does, it's like an ostrich who is putting his head into a ground, in a hole in the ground and is saying, why is tiger, I don't see it, I close my eyes. Tiger doesn't. Actually, one has to become conscious and that our bodies are changing and the lives are, and every, like a child, 5-year-old child, passed away, somebody was telling yesterday. We are still surviving beyond 40. So we should know that people younger than us are passed away already. Which is a proof that we may also pass any time. There's an assurance of time to be aware. So when we talk about this philosophy, one keeps in mind, hey, who cares, we'll get a slap. Maya will give a slap and not us down. And he writes in the 11th canto, Maya will smash and drag a person out of his sense education program at the least expected time. So, bhitam prapanna, the genuine sadhaka should feel fear. And out of fear, one should go to the Vipra. Prapanna means the shelter of the Vipra. Bhitam prapannam paripati yadubhayat. Paripati means God will show his protective mudra, his hand. God will protect. My dear child, do not fear. I am there for you. And that's what he did with Vrajendra also. And that is a sign of true intelligence. Otherwise, people think they are so fearless that they don't fear death also. Suddenly, if a thief shows a knife, they will get frightened. And then he says, Mrityu pradhara dharanamta minahi. Because the Mrityu pradhara, dharati means pradhana. Pradhara dharati means prakrishta rupena dharati, which means full force. It's running behind everything. And this was seen by Pingala also. Pingala, when she got attachment, she saw the whole globe. And near the globe, she saw a huge black serpent. I said, I'm going to go to the globe. That sight came in her mind. And immediately she became detached from the material world. And her mind thought about Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the whole central education program came to a halt. And it became zero, nullified completely. Because nobody, like, can you imagine, you are sitting and watching a TV, nice program is going on, you are like, oh, this is where the black serpent is sitting next to you. interesting now. Can anybody enjoy TV? So our subtle body is like TV. And the black serpent is time. And it is showing the four time. It's going to leave. And immediately wonder thing, and switch off the TV and run away. Whether the TV is on or off, you run away. That's why he's saying again, read on the panel. My dear Lord, I am extremely fearful of this material situation, which is constantly changing, bringing forth so many uncertainties, which nobody can predict. I simply call it every morning I think of it, when I get up on the bed. Oh, you have given me one more day to perfect my life. Let me chant the holy names of Krishna very nicely today. Till yesterday, my hand was not so good. I tried to chant the holy names of Krishna very nicely attentively today. And with this consciousness, we should begin chanting. Hari Naam Guru Ki Jai.